Section 1. Dialogue 1.
Time has flown by since you started school. I feel that everyone is feeling more comfortable and settled down at school. I'm sure that your parents are wondering how you all are doing here. So next Tuesday, we will have a parents' observation day, and your parents can come and see how you are doing in your school life. The lesson that we invited your parents to see will be third period, Kokugo class. There will also be a parent-teacher conference afterwards, so you will be dismissed after PE class, which is fourth period.
What's wrong, Ono-san?
Sensei, I don't have a key to get into my house until my mom comes back. So can I stay and wait for her?
Well, we don't know how long the conference will last, so I contacted all the parents to arrange someone to take care of you or register you for the after-school club. It should be already arranged with your parents.
Araki-san, you look worried.
I don't want to watch in class by my mom. What if I raise my hands and speak up? She may be disappointed.
For sure, my mom will be disappointed.
Don't be so nervous, everyone. All the parents just want to see whether you are sitting down properly and paying attention without talking with your friends. So just act as you always are. Also, we are going to review what we've done before, so no need to worry. But make sure you don't forget anything. On that day, we will also take attendance, so please raise your hand and respond with a loud voice.
Question 41. Number 1. About class schedules. Number 2. About parents' observation day. Number 3. About students' parents. Number 4. About after-school club. Question 42. Number 1, first period. Number 2, second period. Number 3, third period. Number 4, fourth period. Question 43. Number 1. He is worried that he might not be able to get into his house. Number 2. He is worried whether his mother can come or not. Number 3. He is worried which of his parents can come. Number 4. He is worried whether he can come to school or not on next Tuesday. Question 44. Number 1. She is worried that she might not be able to sit down properly. Number 2. She is worried that she might not be able to pay attention without talking with her friends. Number 3. She is worried that she might not be able to raise her hand and speak up. Number 4. She is worried that the teacher might ask a difficult question to her.